It's Texas Standard Time.
The Texas primaries are less than a month away now, and the next legislative session less than a year away. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is up for re-election, and he's touting what some are already labeling as a big campaign push, a quote, preventing, protecting, punishing proposal aimed at addressing sexual misconduct in the state capitol, rape kit testing backlogs, and stronger penalties for promoters of human trafficking and prostitution. Abbott just announced the plan yesterday, but facets of it will likely sound familiar to you. They're issues Texas lawmakers have long been trying to address. Two of those lawmakers join us now. Democratic State Representative Donna Howard, who represents House District 48 in Austin. Representative Howard, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Republican State Representative Linda Koop, who represents Texas House District 102 in Richardson. Representative Koop, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
So, Representative Koop, I'd like to start with you. One part of the governor's plan is addressing who sexual harassment victims at the state capitol should report those problems to. This was something you actually requested he look into?
Yes, I did. I sent him a letter a while back when it was brought to our attention that it was an issue. And quickly the House Administration Committee met and revised the policy. But before that, it was very vague as far as understanding who a person should report a sexual harassment or sexual misconduct to.
Mm. Representative Howard, what do you think about Abbott's plan to have sexual harassment and abuse allegations at the Capitol investigated by the Texas Rangers?
Well, first off, I'm appreciative of the attention because this is a serious issue that we're all concerned about right now. And as Representative Koop said, the House took immediate action to revise our policy to give more clear direction about where people could go with complaints, to give assurance that we are actually going to take this seriously and that we will investigate and that there will be consequences. Mm. It does not specifically state in our policy to use the Texas Rangers, though in our discussions, that was one of the options that we certainly could consider. We did put in the policy that when appropriate, we would bring in a third party, if you will, an outside investigator, which could also be the Rangers. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't see anything particular new about the proposal in that right now, criminal misconduct is already reported by House Administration to the Texas Rangers. So this is really a status quo.
Staying with you, Representative Howard, and with the issue at the state capitol, the governor's plan would require more training to spot and avoid sexual harassment. I've been told there was a video on sexual harassment provided for House lawmakers. They had, I guess, until the end of January to watch it. Any feedback or signs of effectiveness regarding that you know of?
Well, I would say it's too soon to talk about effectiveness, but at the same time, it has been reported to me that we had 100% compliance by House members, which is certainly a step in the right direction. Mm. I think the research shows, though, that the best way to impact prevention of harassment is to have more interactive training, which indeed is something that we're discussing in the interim as we prepare for the next legislative session when we're going to be looking at any rules changes or statutes that need to be put in place to strengthen what we have already approved through House Administration.
Representative Koop, do you have any thoughts about training at the Capitol?
I think there could be some training at the Capitol. There's no question about that. We already, in the policy, have training for everyone, including our interns, and that was what concerned me, really, quite frankly, the most, that we have very young interns in all of our offices, and they were not being trained appropriately. So that the representatives are trained, their staff is trained, the interns are trained, and we can even expand that to other groups as well, I think was a very important step for us. And I actually, I applaud the governor for stepping out and putting an entire package together of things that include abuse, sexual harassment, in not only in the workplace but also in our schools and that kind of thing. I applaud him for stepping out and showing leadership on that.
Let's highlight another big tenet of Abbott's proposal. Here's the governor in a video provided by his campaign yesterday.
It also includes increasing state funding to test all rape evidence kits, so that the survivors of sex crimes get the justice they deserve.
So in this proposal, the governor said he would provide $1 million in the form of grants from his criminal justice division to test 15,000 rape kits as part of a statewide backlog. Plus, an additional $14 million would be allocated to address the backlog. Representative Howard, I know you worked through the session to get legislation passed to address the rape kit testing backlog. What more needs to be done?
Well, I also appreciate the governor calling attention to this and being willing to put in the $1 million that he's proposing. Certainly, the $14 million that he's suggesting would have to be appropriated by the legislature, and that won't happen until we get into the budget debates to find out whether we can find that money or not.
Right.
Clearly, we have been putting money in. This last session, the current budget, we put in over $4 million, had 20 full-time employees hired by DPS to continue to work on the backlog. So we have been chipping away at it. Unfortunately, we are having more and more reports of sexual assaults. So the more we keep chipping away at the backlog, the more current reports come in. And right now, we do not have sufficient capacity of labs. That's part of the issue. Even if we put the money in, could get people working 24/7, we don't have the lab capacity or the trained people to do this. So it's a big challenge, but clearly this is something that we need to address and that the legislature has been addressing, and we will continue to work on this.
Another big part of the governor's proposal is increased penalties for promoters of sex trafficking and prostitution. Representative Koop, what do you think of those plans and the plans to reduce the rape kit backlog?
You know, we have been working on human trafficking. It is a serious problem. The legislature has stepped out in many different bills to address this issue. When the governor highlights something like sex trafficking or rape kits and things of that nature, or sexual harassment, it brings a great deal of gravitas to the concern. And I think that's why I am just really very pleased and appreciative that that would become something that is so very important to him, that he would lay out a comprehensive plan that not only addressed one thing but addressed several different issues. Mm. On the rape kits, evidence kits, it's true, we don't have enough labs. That's something that we need to address. It is now put at the top of the list because this is something that the governor has brought attention to, and I think we will find that money in the budget, and I do think we'll find the money in the budget for the rest of the items that he is concerned with.
Representative Howard, do you think all of this goes far enough for Democrats, or is there more that you think fellow Dems will be pushing for this next legislative session?
Well, Chris Turner, the chairman of the Democratic Caucus, has appointed a committee to look specifically at the sexual harassment policy and to make recommendations that we can add to what the House as a whole makes over the interim. So, as a caucus, we're going to be looking at that aspect for sure. One of the things I would say, though, about Governor Abbott's proposal is, at least when I last checked, it's not on his official government website. It's on a campaign website. And I question why this is not government policy, if it's something that he really wants to shepherd and move forward. I applaud as Representative Koop does, any attention that we can draw to this very serious issue and anything that will help us continue to move forward. But I do question why it's campaign related as opposed to being part of official government business.
Hmm. Representative Koop, I'll give you the last word here. Do you think the governor's plan could receive bipartisan support, or does it look like parts of it may cause consternation for fellow Republicans?
Oh, no, I think, and I've talked to our caucus chair, many of our members have contacted me over the last couple of months to be so supportive of these kinds of issues, of moving them forward. And I just I feel heartened that we will have bipartisan support on these issues. There certainly should be. These are the right issues. We are all on the right side of these issues. There should be no there should be no one that doesn't agree with these issues that the governor has laid out.
Republican State Representative Linda Koop, she represents District 102 in Richardson. Representative Koop, thanks again.
Thank you.
And Democratic State Representative Donna Howard, who represents Texas House District 48 in Austin. Representative Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.